Congratulations on the win here. And going back here to this game, kind of a sluggish game for you guys tonight, but guys find a way to pick up a victory.
Yeah, I guess if I had to describe this game, it was pretty uninspired. And, you know, we can't, we were just lucky that we were the better team. But, you know, if we continue to play uninspired, teams are going to get us. They're going to out-hustle us. And, you know, we have to give 100% all the time.
I thought defensively you guys played a pretty good ball game, especially the first quarter. I thought you challenged your shots. You did some rebounding, better rebounding tonight, but just for whatever reason, the shots weren't falling overall tonight.
No, they weren't. And I don't know if we just felt like, well, we knew we were going to win going in. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen every single night. Yeah. You should bring your best game every single time.
You were led for most of the game with your big three there in the second half. Finally got some of your cast to get some points down. J.C. Rose hit a big three again in her first start of the year. And you're looking for some of that kind of energy off the bench there. And you got it, I thought, from Allie Brunswick, who had extended minutes tonight with Madison Chaplin out.
Yeah, I thought Allie, she did a good job. Allie really listens to what I'm asking her to do. And, you know, I asked them to penetrate the zone. She certainly did that, took the open looks. You know, I just think she needs to get a little bit more time to get some more confidence.
Well, that, and once Lindy finally got some shots down, she had a lot of looks in the first quarter, but once she got some shots down, it seemed like everything just kind of calmed down for Lindy there and ended up with that 11 points tonight.
Yeah, she needed that, definitely. She needed that because she's going to need to be big for us on Friday, and she just needs to quit thinking about it and just shoot like everyone knows she can.
Ulysses is a pretty scrappy team there, and it seemed like they kind of, a couple times, kind of got around you guys for some rebounds there that maybe you weren't anticipating. But that's probably the case for a smaller team, and this will probably be the smallest team that you're going to face all year.
Well, I mean, if you think that Ulysses is scrappy on the boards, well, guess what's going to happen on Friday? Holcomb's even scrappier, and they're more skilled. And so, you know, we have to be ready for that, and we can't take anything for granted. And we have not been boxing out well, so that's exactly what we're going to work on these next 2 days.
Well, you mentioned Holcomb on Friday, and they put a scare into Hugoton tonight, losing a close one there. But, you know, Holcomb, a team, their record isn't glossy, but they're a team that's that you just can definitely not overlook.
Well, that was exactly how they were last year, too. This is somebody you have to be prepared for, you have to really be physical with, and you have to play smart. And, of course, they want to win. They're from Holcomb. They want to win, and we're from Scott City. So, obviously, this is going to be a rivalry game, and hopefully we just play well.
What do you guys do over the next couple of days to kind of get ready for Holcomb here?
We definitely need to certainly work on rebounding. We need to just work on our execution on offense a little bit more. But it's the second shots that I've been worried about. It's, you know, we get a good first look, but then if we don't make that one, then we just kind of go to the other end. We don't fight for the second one. And that's one thing I really want us to do is just fight a little bit more, be scrappy. And I haven't seen that for a while.
Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick here wrapping things up for girls post game. Lady Beavers won it earlier tonight, 46-18. And congratulations on the win, Coach. You get back in the win column heading into Holcomb on Friday. And thanks again for joining me here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.